Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A first-class haunting. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
The Savannah Hilton Head International Airport in Georgia handles over 2 million commercial airline passengers a year, positioning itself as one of the most important airports in the United States and the second busiest airport in Georgia. Atlanta is number one, as you might imagine. It's pretty typical as far as airports go, that is, until you make your way onto runway 10. Strange, haunted, rooted in history, and honestly pretty inspiring. Today we'll be talking about the marked graves within the airport, right on top of haunted runway number 10. Like I said, this airport, which opened on September 20th, 1929, is much more than meets the eye. The airport's myth is, like a lot of the South, rooted in its history. To tell this story, we need to go back a little bit further, to 1779. This is the year that Catherine and Richard Dodson were born. The two settled where the airport stands, which was then known as Cherokee Hills, and farmed the land for 50 years. Catherine passed away in 1877 and Richard in 1884. Upon their death, the couple had one request, one united request, to be buried next to each other, close to the very land that they had lived, loved, and cultivated in the family cemetery. Back then, the cemetery had about 100 graves, and they did. They got their wish. The marker on Richard's grave says, at rest, while Catherine's says, gone home to rest. A nice variation. The couple rested peacefully and uneventfully in Cherokee Hills until right before World War II. The military saw that a war was coming, and they needed a place to land their B-24 Liberators and B-17 Flying Fortresses. They thought, what about this giant field? Oh, it's a cemetery? No big deal. At that point, almost all of the graves were moved to Bonaventure Cemetery, except the Dodsons. Their family said absolutely not. It was Catherine and Richard's wish to remain in that soil, so in that soil they will stay. So Catherine stayed, and Richard, and two other Dodsons, Daniel and John. The military was very frustrated with the stubbornness of the Dodson family legacy, but they were also open to compromise. Eventually, the military struck an agreement with the Dodsons, that they could construct a military airport around the Dodson graves. The Army, again, not happy but with no better option, honored the deal and built the airport as far away from human graves as possible. But when the airfield expanded, as every airport inevitably did with the rise of commercial airline use, more and more land was used and the tarmac got closer and closer to the graves of old Richard and Catherine. Let's take a break. Even though it was expanding, the Savannah Hilton Head Airport and the Dodson Graves lived in harmony for years after that, until the 1980s, when the airport had to build an extension to Runway 10, so they contacted the Dodson family once again. Again, the family was like, we are not moving those graves. So the airport paved them over and put nice plaques there, honoring their word, though without the permission of the Dodson family. Surprisingly, the graves are still there today. Or maybe not so surprisingly, because we are doing an episode about it. Anyway, so planes take off and land over these two graves on this 9,000-foot runway. So what happens if you're a Dodson and you want to visit your matriarch and patriarch of your family? Well, you go to the airport. They give you an escort. You can go onto the runway, visit the plaques, and then leave. You are not permitted to leave flowers, however. It is, of course, still an active runway. Oh yeah, while not as spooky or flashy and without their own fun plaques, Daniel and John Dodson's graves can be found nearby in the brush by the very busy runway 14. So, you know, not as prime real estate, but they get their love and their traffic too. This spooky graveyard airport, unfortunately, isn't haunted. Yes, of course it's haunted. According to employees, if you're landing at the airport just after sundown, you might see two ominous figures. They appear just along the north side of the runway and are known to be the ghosts of Catherine and Richard Dotson, claiming their land even in death. Or hopping on a flight for cheap. I don't know.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.